8:33 on this Tuesday and every other Tuesday, it's Tiger Time, Fremont High School, as Scott Jensen, Executive Director of Secondary Operations, with us this morning, along with others. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good. All ready for Thanksgiving?
We are. A short week for kids, Monday, Tuesday. You know, administrators will be in on Wednesday, but it's an exciting time of the year for sure.
Yeah, a good time for you know, families to even plan some sort of a trip and take some time off and come back refreshed and ready to go.
It is. It's kind of getting towards the end of the quarter again, and they get kids a quick break right here, and then they can finish strong, and then we got Christmas break. It's really going fast right now.
Yeah, well, and sports will start up here real soon. We'll talk to Scott about that. You also brought with you Dan Moran, Washington Elementary dual language kindergarten teacher and Fremont Public Schools dual language coordinator. Welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Buenos dias.
¿Cómo está usted?
I've always wanted to try my radio voice on the radio.
Oh, man.
Check it off my list now.
Good job. Good job. Wow, this is a program that's really doing well in the Fremont Public School System. Tell us more about how you got started in this.
So I taught as a dual language teacher in Omaha Public Schools, and then in 2015, through a collaboration between myself and Main Street, we found a way to start a program here in Fremont. We're in year number 9, and the program goes K through 8, where students are elementary, half the day in English, half the day in Spanish, and then JCAC, and then up to the middle school, they're able to take courses in Spanish.
Okay, so this isn't just one school then, right?
No, it's
all of them.
It extends, it's at Washington at the elementary level only. We're a single section, but then it does grow. That single section or group goes all the way up through eighth grade right now. It really has a high interest. Every year we have about double the amount of families that are interested as we can accept into the program. And as of right now, I have the waiting list started up to 2027. So that changes the birthing dynamic. Usually it was, you know, a baby comes out and you make your phone calls home and to parents, but now calling me to try to get them on the waiting list is one of those first in the hospital, I assume.
Wow, that is awesome to have that much response and folks excited about the program. How does it, I guess when it's kindergarten, when a kid is in kindergarten, tell what kind of things are they learning?
They learn all academic subjects in both languages. So they may be in reading and writing and science 1 week in Spanish and math, social studies and handwriting in English, and then the next week it will flop. So it's pretty fluid. The students, even after a couple of weeks of being in the program in kindergarten, they just see that as natural. Granted, for them, that is their school.
That's just the way they started.
That's why they see it. So we're seeing that in recent data that our multilingual students, our non-English native speakers, are acquiring English proficiency quicker and with higher proficiency than their peers in traditional monolingual classrooms. We see the benefit in a lot of poll of why parents want their children in there is because there is in design a rigor that's, it'd be really hard to parallel. Just a very bright, academically inclined student that comes in and can read and write and already add and subtract and they're 5, well, by having half of their day in a language they've never heard and had exposure to, that gives them the rigor and that challenge that that they need.
Yeah, that's for sure. So I guess what would be your goal? Is it possible to do this in all the elementary schools, in your opinion?
It would be possible and advantageous. However, staffing will continue to be the issue. To have highly proficient bilingual staff, it's something that larger districts and larger states, they still are finding as a challenge. So right now, we are maintaining a small program to learn and try to get as close to perfection as we can, although that can never be achieved. And we'll just get better and better with that. And when an opportunity extends itself to grow, then we'll take that chance.
Yeah, we're talking with Dan Moran, Washington Elementary dual language kindergarten teacher and the Fremont Public Schools dual language coordinator. So I have a grandson who is in junior high at junior high. Is that right, Scott? Yeah. At the middle school. So when a kid comes in from a different school like that, is there a possibility for them to start learning?
The group essentially maintains the group as they are. One is for interests that we have a waiting list, and so when somebody leaves the program, then somebody from the waiting list comes in. Also, the academic rigor of the program at that level, at the middle school level, would be simply too much for a student that doesn't have experience and proficiency in the language. So last year, with the seventh grade group, the course was translation. So they did legal translation, medical translation, community outreach translation. So they, for the Parks and Rec of Fremont, they translated the, I believe it was a 7-page, very, very, very small font, summer brochure, and things like horseshoe pits and kind of obscure vocabulary that they were able to figure out the best way to send that message to families that can't read in English or don't understand English. Another outreach we did was we worked with Crush, a local pizza restaurant, and they allowed us to translate their menu. So they were able to use skills from they're called borrowings, you know, when you take a word from a language and then you use it in another language, like we use taco. And they were able to use their understanding and their very deep linguistic knowledge to translate, which sounds like an easy task, translating a menu. But it takes a very high level of proficiency to do, and they did it very well. So if you ever want to order in Spanish, you can head over to Crush, and thanks to those middle school students, you can.
Yeah, that's awesome that they're using their skills to do stuff like that. When you started this program, about how many teachers, I guess, were dual language, and where are you now, I guess, is with the program, and how many kids, how many teachers?
When I started, there were two teachers that were interested. I started with the kindergarten group, so I was the sole dual language teacher. And the district allowed space for me to complete trainings with them over the next 2 years so that they were ready. And we've just kind of, through district communications, we've been fortunate enough to fill the spots as the program has grown. We were able to grow two of our teachers, meaning they went to school in Fremont, and then now they're back and they are dual language teachers, so a couple of younger teachers, and it's very, very difficult to staff, but we're finding a way to make it work, and it's best for the families and for the students.
So as you count the number of kids, about how many kids have you affected in this 9-year period?
We're at right about 200.
Okay. Over. Yeah, that's awesome. Man, oh man. I just think it's a great deal for our Fremont Public School systems to be able to offer that.
And I think another thing is it's a great accent. You see all the wonderful things going up in physical buildings in Fremont, and that increased stress on making students career and college ready and finding opportunities for both, that through language we're giving them a skill that truly accents what they want to do. If they want to go into health, well, now they have language where they can, they have a step up and a leg in front of anyone else in that field, or if they want to go into electricity or concrete or anything that our district is able to offer, and we're increasing those offerings, that they're going to not just be ready to take a higher class in college, which they could do, that they're ready to jump into the workforce if that's what they choose to do right out of high school.
Yeah, a lot of good things happening there. Anything else you wanted to add?
I won't bring the radio voice back, but I think I'd end the show. So I'll just say thank you on behalf of the students. Since we have English speakers, thank you. In Spanish, gracias. And we also have plenty of Quiche Mayan students, so maltios.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank
Dan
you.
Moran, we appreciate your time today. A great program as part of Fremont Public School System. Besides taking a break, there's a guy who's not going to take a break, because next week all the winter sports start up. And Scott Anderson, the Fremont High School Assistant Principal and Activities Director, welcome.
Thank you.
Everything starts up on, is it?
Thursday is our first
Thursday,
contest
okay.
next week, November 30th. So we're looking forward to it. Actually, we still have a couple of we'll call them fall activities going. We still have our 1X going right now. Yesterday they were over at Midland, got second place over there. So they were Miss Hayes and all of our students were super pumped up over that. That we had great competition over there. A week prior to that, we went to York, got second place there.
Okay.
So they're really rolling, moving forward here. Tonight they have their home performance for the public. So 7:30, I'm guaranteeing there'll be a really good crowd tonight. It's a group that has a ton of momentum, and excited to see what they can do. Districts are on December 2nd for them at Gretna, so we're really looking forward to seeing what they can do. This is a pretty special group we have coming.
Good deal.
The other thing, another celebration, is Unified Bowling is going on right now. Yesterday, we had the conference tournament. The kids got second over there, so Grand Island barely got us in the finals, but the good thing is hopefully if districts go well, we'll see them again at state and see what we can do. We have a really good group back this year. They get along really well, really support each other, and they're just a fun group to be around. And so Monday, actually, over at 30 Bowl, we're hosting districts at 9 o'clock. So another, like I said, we're excited the kids can compete in town again. We had our home invite last Saturday, and then we get one more, which 2 in 1 year is kind of a bonus for us. So we're excited about that
awesome.
As well.
So. Yeah, the folks over at 30 Bowl are so accommodating.
Right. They've been top-notch in there. Like I said, anything we need, they do everything they can to make it work, and we're lucky to have them.
All right. So then what is it, wrestling or swimming or basketball? Which one will start up first?
Everybody starts on Thursday.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yep. We also have regular bowling going as well. So we got all kinds of good stuff coming up here. starting next Thursday, November 30th, wrestling, boys and girls both will be over at Blair for a triangular with Blair and Papio South. Our boys and girls basketball teams are going to be home. I'm sorry, we're going to be at Papillion La Vista on Thursday. That's the early bird tournament, and it's kind of those different schedules. So on Saturday, no matter what happens on Thursday, the girls will be home, and then the boys will be at Lincoln High on Thursday. Swimming, they get started Thursday as well. We'll be over at Columbus to start off. Standing Bear, which is a new school in Lincoln, they're joining us for this year. They needed a few extra competitions on their schedule, so they're coming along with us. So it'll be cool. That'll be their first ever competition. Yeah. So looking forward to it. Coach Struble and the kids, they always do a great job. So looking forward to seeing what our swimmers can do this year. And then bowling is on December 5th. Is our first one. And so we'll be at Western Bowl against Millard West.
Okay. Wrestling, boys and girls. Is there a good girls team this year?
Yeah. The numbers are really solid. I think both our boys and girls are going to be really competitive this year. So we have a lot of young kids or younger ones. We don't have as much experience back as we've had. We do have a few state medalists back or state qualifiers back. And then we have the new kids we have out. They're going to be tough. I think we're going to surprise some teams this year.
Good. Good deal. Well, I appreciate you coming in, and I know you will. You'll have a busy week next week.
Yep, looking forward to it.
Not much of a break for Thanksgiving, right?
No, that's right. We'll hit Thanksgiving, and then here we go right after that.
Yep, so. Very good. That's Scott Anderson, Activities Director and Fremont High Assistant Principal. That brings us to Kevin Earlywine, Executive Director of Fremont Public Schools Foundation. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
And you look magnificent today, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You've got it all going on. you're right there.
What do you have going on?
Well, lots of stuff with the foundation. I do want to touch base on a couple of things that were talked about earlier, if I could. Dan Moran talked about the dual language program. That's in my other role as a HR executive director. I actually talk about the dual language program, emphasize that when I'm out recruiting future teachers to Fremont as a draw, a reason to come to Fremont. Not necessarily because they have the Spanish-speaking skills, but just because it's a great program.
Yeah.
And it's an innovative program for the whole state of Nebraska. And we're very fortunate to have Dan leading that for us. We've actually got, not because of my recruiting, but because I think Dan helped with this, we had a student teacher this year come in the fall in Dan's class, I believe. And she's going to be joining our staff. We offered her a contract, and she's going to be joining our staff full-time. And the idea is to get her into one of those dual language positions in the 24-25 school year. And she sought out working in Fremont as a student teacher because of that dual language program. So it's a good recruiting tool for us, and we really do appreciate that. Also wanted to touch base on some of the stuff that Scott Anderson was talking about, the unified bowling. My daughter helps coach at Lincoln North Star.
Oh, okay.
And she was singing the praises of the Fremont team, saying, oh, my gosh, That Fremont team, they're always so good. They're just, they're awesome, and they're a good group of kids. So North Star didn't do quite as well as Fremont and Grand Island did, but she has a good time with it and really appreciated the all the work the Fremont coaches and staff are doing. She appreciates that. But Fremont Public School Foundation, what's going on? You probably have heard.
Is there
it's like the
significant 20th year?
Yeah, 20th anniversary. We talk about that once or twice.
Yeah.
So as we're winding down, as December is quickly approaching and winding down the year, we have had a few additional events added to our calendar. Now, we just finished a special event. You may remember last radio show we talked about Rianita's partnering with us.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness Berta helped us out with that, and we raised about $300 over there, which will go toward that fund to help equip the CTE Center. That we continue to raise money for. Chewy's downtown is also going to do a special event for us. That's going to be on the 14th of December. So mark your calendars to go down and eat at Chewy's. They have great food, and be a great opportunity for some fellowship down there as well and raise some money for good cause. And then on the 15th, which is Friday, there'll be both boys and girls basketball that night. And we're going to try another Fremont Public School Foundation night at the games. We do kind of a basket for bucks kind of contest where we'll finalize it more with the high school when we get to that point. But basically, it's you shoot a free throw, you earn a little bit of money. If you make it, you move on to the – I'm sorry, you start with a layup, and then you move to free throw, then you move to the top of the key, and half court.
And then a half court.
Yeah, that will earn you some nice dollars doing that. I think Scott's daughter, Scott, did your daughter win some stuff last year?
I think she was one of the shooters. Her and I believe Maya Wagner. I think Maya was the one that kind of was Maya the nets. Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, she was on fire.
Yeah. So we like finding ways to collect dollars, but we like giving money away too. So
yeah,
we've got some
sure.
special events coming up to end the year, and we look forward to those things.
Good, good deal. Anything else?
Well, I always bring donuts.
Oh, yeah. We already have donuts for our holiday gathering today.
You know, the Rise and Shine helped me out. They had us some special donuts. There's some turkey gravy donuts. There's some, I think there's some cream corn donuts in there.
Yum.
I think, doesn't that just really sound good to have that kind of thing?
You know, Bismarck's with stuffing in
there. Inside. Gravy.
Yeah.
So we've got some goodies here for you.
Awesome. Awesome. I thought of another question for Dan in regards to, and maybe Scott can answer this too. What other school systems are doing? Are they embracing the dual language program along with,
I
think that Columbus, maybe Grand Island and those were also, do you bounce ideas off those other school people?
Yeah, we get approached quite a bit with questions of how to start. We help Skylar in the initial planning for their dual language. There is currently Omaha Public Schools, Skylar, us in Lexington. I believe South Sioux may have something as well, but they battle with staffing as well. So I've been in talks with a couple other districts that would like to look toward implementing dual language programs because they see the benefits and they see performance related. Data that makes them really want to do it. However, there is a lot to it. It's not just mimicking an English-only classroom with two languages.
So. Okay. Yeah, well, I saw a story this morning, or I did a story in the news, where the legislature was predicting that there's about $40 million extra in the budget. So maybe talk to your state senator about introducing a bill. Uh-huh. I think, Dan, you need to talk to State Senator Walls.
Mm-hmm. Noted.
Definitely. There we go. All right, Scott, I think that's going to wrap it up. You guys, thank you. Grateful to have you here, along with Thanksgiving coming up. Thanks for coming in. You give us a lot of great information every time you come in.
We appreciate it, Chris. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yeah, 8:52. We continue on here. Fremont's Morning Mix. Good morning.